An amazing story is playing out at the Winter Olympics in Sochi in the sport of biathlon. That's the event that combines a cross-country ski race with target shooting. A Norwegian skier is going for his 13th Olympic medal in the sport. Ola Einar Bjørndalen is 40 years old. This is his last Olympics. He's already announced his retirement. But if he wins just one more medal, he will be the most decorated athlete ever at the Winter Games. NPR's Robert Smith was at his race today.
The event is called the Biathlon Pursuit, and it is a devious race. The fastest man goes first, and that is Ola Einar Bjørndalen. Bjørndalen gets a head start on his cross-country skis, then everyone in the race tries to catch him before the finish line. And just to remind you, Bjørndalen is 40 years old. The guys chasing him are in their 20s. In one sense, these kids will never, ever catch Ola Einar Bjørndalen because no one has ever been so good for so long in his sport. Now, biathlon is often mocked in the United States. Skiing and shooting, yeah, come on. But think of it, 6 different Olympics, 7 gold medals, 12 medals total. If Bjørndalen had done that on downhill skis, he would be on every cereal box, which... in Norway, he sort of is.
He is very, very, very famous in Norway. And in Germany, you wouldn't believe how popular he is. I've heard of at least 2 or 3 children named Ola Einar in Germany.
Andreas Smith is the biathlon expert for Norwegian Broadcasting. And he's amazed not just at all the medals, but at the way Bjørndalen approaches the sport.
He's a perfectionist. His mind is different from anyone else, I believe.
Why do you say that? What's different in his mind?
He's 40 years old now, and he's motivated like an 18-year-old.
Combine that motivation with something that an 18-year-old will never have, a certain mental calm. Remember, this sport isn't just about skiing fast. You have to stop, pull out a rifle, and shoot at a target. They literally lower their heart rates so their hands don't shake. They clear their minds.
You can't have any thoughts in your mind. The only thing you should focus on is to be focused on how to handle the rifle and get a good shot.
After the first lap on the course, Bjørndalen is still ahead. He pulls out his rifle, he lays down in the snow, and he fires 6 shots. Bjørndalen hits every one. On the next lap, though, he's getting tired. He misses a shot. He has to go in a penalty loop. Third time, he misses again.
The hard work on the trails may be starting to take some toll on these skiers. The first 4 shooters through have each a penalty loop.
What this means is that the young guys have finally caught up with Bjørndalen. A French skier named Martin Fourcade has hit his targets and taken the lead. Bjørndalen drops to 6th place. And although he skis faster than anyone else on this course, he cannot make up the time he lost. Coming into the stadium for the last time, Bjørndalen has kicked his way up to 4th place. He's a ski length behind the bronze medalist, a ski length away from history. In the stands, a grown man with his face painted just like the Norwegian flag drops his head.
He just missed his shot. It's as easy as that. Biathlon is tricky that way because you can ski as fast as you want, but if you miss those shots, there's nothing to do.
And as Bjørndalen walked away from the course, I asked him if the pressure of getting that 13th medal had gotten to him when he aimed that rifle.
No, not pressure. I do my job and I focus on my job, and it was, yeah, it's a funny race today.
A funny race today. Bjørndalen has a few more races to go in this Olympics, a few more chances to win his 13th medal. But looking forward, Bjørndalen just waves his hand and says he doesn't think about it. His mind is clear. Robert Smith, NPR News, at the Biathlon Center in Sochi.